Rock Shock by Tony Bradman, illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Micro World and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, Ant and Tiger woke the bite when they entered the pyramid using the driller. They shrank and climbed up the bite to try to get the code key. Code key, 11 collected. You are in the pyramid peril zone.
Before you read. Sound checker. The sound to remember when you are reading this book. Zzz. Word alert. Blend the sounds. Remember the sound you have practiced. Decision. Vision. Treasures. Into the zone. What do you already know about the bite? Can you remember how Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex got trapped?
The mummy bite. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex were trapped inside the pyramid. Minnie had a strange feeling that the bite was somewhere inside the pyramid too. She looked up the bite on her gizmo. Mummy bite. Code key. Bandages. Things to look out for. The bite sets traps to surprise intruders. Lurks deep inside the pyramid. Beetle trap. Sand trap. Attack. Sand sprayer. Bandage binder. Third eye. When it makes a decision to attack, its bandages loosen to reveal a third eye. The mummy bite has extra powerful vision. Holding the eye in its hand, the bite can see round corners and into dark shadows. Third eye. I'm terrified of meeting this bite, said Minnie, putting away her gizmo. Just then, a distant cry echoed through the pyramid. Do you think that was the bite? Asked Cat. It sounded awful, whispered Minnie. There's only one way to find out, said Max. Come on, we'll have to face this bite sometime. Look at all these treasures and pictures, said Minnie. We don't have time to stop and look around, said Max. We have to head deep inside the pyramid. Yes, that's where the bite will be, Cat replied.
Now you have read The Mummy Bite. Take a closer look. What three things can the mummy bite do when it attacks? thinking time. Fill in the gaps using the parts of the sentence below. It has left the pyramid. Max Cat and Minnie have to leave the pyramid to find the bite. The bite lurks deep inside the pyramid. The gizmo says, but, so, this bite sounds really scary. Before you read, word alert. Read the words. Remember the sound you practiced in the mummy bite. Explosion. Confusion. Measure. Look out for other words that include this sound when you are reading. What does it mean? Confusion. Feeling muddled and unsure. Hurtling. Moving very fast. Into the zone. What have Max, Cat and Minnie decided to do? Do you know what ancient Egyptian writing was like?
Don't Look Back. Chapter 1. A Rumble in the Dark. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex were searching for the bite inside the pyramid. Minnie wasn't looking forward to finding this key. Suddenly, a loud explosion boomed through the pyramid. It was followed by a deep rumbling sound. What was that? Asked Cat in confusion. Max went to investigate. He came racing back at once. Run! Max shouted. It's another trap! A huge ball of rock was hurtling down the passage towards them. How big is this thing? Yelled Cat, panting. I don't know, said Max. I'm not going to stop to measure it. Just keep running. Stop! Yelled Cat suddenly. They skidded to a halt at the edge of a deep, dark pit. Behind them, the giant ball of rock was gaining speed. They looked towards the other side of the pit. It was a long way across. Chapter 2. Hold Tight. Max made a quick decision. He fired the wire from his watch. Quick, grab the wire, yelled Max. Cat and Minnie hung on as Max swung across the pit. The rock just missed them and plunged into the pit below. We're safe, said Minnie. That was quick thinking, Max. Then they heard another explosion. Oh no, said Minnie. That sounds like more traps. Quick, said Cat. Let's hide in there. We can't hide here forever, said Max. We've got to find a way out. How? Asked Cat. The door is closed. Even if we could make it back to the entrance, I bet that's shut too. Wait a minute, said Minnie. I think there might be another way out. Minnie pointed to some Egyptian pictures on the wall. There was a picture of a small doorway. Next to it were pictures of mites going down a passage leading to the desert outside. I'm sure the pictures are telling us there's a secret passage, said Minnie. Chapter 3. Another Way Out. They began to search for a doorway out of the chamber. Rex soon found it near a gold treasure chest. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex made their way along a dark tunnel. They saw a door up ahead. "We've made it!" cheered Cat, as they crawled out of the pyramid. "Oh no, look!" cried Minnie. "It's the bite!" "Remember, this bite has powerful vision," said Cat. "We need to hide." They shrank quickly and hid behind some rocks. The ground shook as the bite stomped past. "I hope that powerful third eye doesn't see us," Max whispered. "We should be safe here," said Minnie. "What about Ant and Tiger? Where are they?" Cat followed the tracker on her watch. "I think Ant and Tiger are somewhere on the bite," she said. "Oh no," cried Minnie. "We have to help them."
Now you have read Don't Look Back. Take a closer look. What was the trap in this story? What or who do you think set it off? Thinking time. Choose a character and describe what they might say, think, and feel as they swing across the pit. "We must help Ant and Tiger,"